This is your classic. It's breakfast with Jordan Curtis. It's Friday morning, and I'm joined by John Letts, my horse racing expert. John, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Jordan. Yeah, everything's going along good. Been watching the tennis. There's a couple of names I'd love to throw up to you. Oh, well, I think Rafa will go top in the men's, and I think Naomi Osaka. She's my favourite in the women's side, but she is just an outstanding player, and so is Rafa. But last night there's a new name on the scene, and a girl named Jessica Pegula. Her name is. She's an American. Her father's a billionaire. He's got two footy teams, and their mother's a billionaireess, or whatever you can call her, a billionaireess, I suppose. Ice hockey team, basketball teams. She played last night. She played Samantha Stosur, 6-love, 6-1, and I reckon it was all over before the television got warmed up. And you just write her name down, Jordan. She is outstanding, this girl. She plays the game. She doesn't get distracted by anything, and she is a true professional, this girl. And
yeah, it doesn't surprise me she's doing so well with that much money in her family, probably the best of the best training in her past as well.
Yeah, well, I'm like you, Jordan. No, I thought the same. I thought she'll have some of the best coaches in the world, and money will be unlimited, and tennis will be her life. She must love it because she just...
Yeah, I mean, with that much money, she could choose to do literally anything.
Well, she could, and they're involved in other sports, and yet she's not interested. She's just interested in this, but very, very humble, and just all the signs of a champion, this girl, I think. She's Jessica Pegula, her name is, and I think she'll be up there with Serena Williams and them in the years to come, because she's got so much going for her. Yeah, tell me, have you been watching the tennis at all?
I've seen a little bit. I was watching that first game for Nick Kyrgios the other night, which was I didn't stick around for the whole thing because tennis really isn't my game. But and just watching it, a little bit confusing for me. And I say that as a cricket fan. But
yeah. I think that other guy was a bit unlucky to lose, that younger guy.
Yeah, I heard that those two had played each other quite a fair bit in their younger years as well. So it was sort of like a reunion match. And the guy, he had never beaten Nick Kyrgios before, and he didn't seem to want to do it again. He just wanted to keep losing again to him this time.
Just one hit of getting it, and just, I suppose, pressure. But that's up to them now. I want to send a birthday call to Diane Holcomb. She lives up in Brisbane, this lady, Jordan, and she's 64 years of age on Valentine's Day. She listens to us all the time. They can pick it up in Brisbane on their apps, whatever those
things. Yeah, the internet's an amazing thing. Happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah, Diane, happy birthday. Sterling North Girls, got to say hello to them, of course, because we always give them a cheerio in the morning, but... Rob, Kerry and Carly of Port Augusta actually told me about Diane's birthday, so we're sending her a happy birthday and happy Valentine's Day card. Now, this is something else I'd like to talk to you about, is the voting for the richest grass race in the world. It's a $5 million race, Jordan, and we're trying to get... I've met these guys the other night at the Hall of Fame, and that we want to try and get as many votes as we can for a horse called Regalo di Gaetano. He's in the All-Star Mile, and if you scan to vote allstarmile.com.au and vote for Regalo di Gaetano, hopefully to get him in. The thing about this, Jordan, is just fantastic, I think, because this is run in Melbourne, and it's run on the 13th of March at Moonee Valley over a mile, and you could win $250,000 if you get the right horse, if you're in the draw. Costs you nothing to enter, and there's a lot of prizes of $10,000, so... You know, it's something you just get on your computer and just scan TV, just scan the vote, allstarmile.com.au, and you've got a chance of winning. Well, that's big money for nothing entry fee.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like you take $250,000, and there's a lot of $10,000 ones there. Now, tell me this. What's your thoughts on Eddie McGuire retiring?
Probably a little too late. He's been around the club for quite a long time.
I think Eddie served his time there, but there's one thing you can't take away from him: passion.
Yeah, I know. He loves Collingwood. He sure loves Collingwood.
Something. Yeah. If the Crows could get someone like that, well, that's what you know. You've got to have someone that wears their heart on their sleeve, and Eddie does, doesn't he?
Yeah, you can't take that away from him. Like for all his flaws that he may have, he definitely puts Collingwood above all else.
He does. I hated him because of the prison bar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what a pain.
Because I'm a Port Adelaide, so are you. But I hated him for that. But, I mean, he is passionate. He's done it. Well, that club was on the rocks, wasn't it, really, when Eddie first went there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that would have been well before my time, so.
Yeah. But he's been, I think myself, he's done marvels for that. But as you say, sometimes there's always a use-by date.
But we are just running out of time this morning, John. Yep. So we should get to the races this morning. What are you looking at?
We'll go to Morphville in race one. There's not real good odds in Adelaide at the moment, Jordan, but a few of them are winning for us. In race one, I like number three, Ali Bloom. It's about $2. Race two, number six, Effort Cat. Number six, about $6. Race three, number three, Hierarchy Golf, $4. Race four, number one, this is the shortest one of the day, Tibetan, it's about $2. Race five, number three, The Big Goodbye, is about $5. Race six, number one, Regalo Di Gaetano. This is the horse we're trying to get into the All-Star Mile, is $4. Race seven, number four, is Lake's Folly, is about $5. Race eight, number two, Ocean Reward, is about $7. And in the last, number nine, race nine, number nine, Amber Dazzle, is about $6. Shoot over to Flemington. I think Jamie Carr can start us off. Gee, she's riding well over there. Jordan, she's just an outstanding young rider, this girl. She's the best I've ever seen, female rider. Race one, number eight, Quantum Mechanic, $4. Race two, number one, Integration, $4. Race three, number five, Widgie Turf, is about $19. I give this a good each way chance, this horse, Jordan. It's about $19. Race four, number five, Five Kingdom. Race five, number two, Island Joy, $4. Race six, number 11, Independent Roads, about $9. Race seven, number nine, Ace A, is $6. Race eight, number two, this is a Black Caviar Sprint. This is a great race too. Race eight, number two, Viviarc. And race nine, number 10, Platini, is about $5. So there we go. I'll go through them quickly. Race one, number eight at Flemington. Race two, number one. Race three, number five. Race four, number five. Race five, number two. Race six, number 11. Race seven, number nine. Race eight, number two. Race nine, number 10. Over to Morphett. Here we go. Race one, number three. Race two, number six. Race three, number three. Race four, number one. Race five, number three. Race six, number one. Race seven, number four. Race eight, number two. And race nine, number nine. Jordan, that's how I see him this weekend. And hopefully, we'll gamble responsibly, but hopefully we can keep well. We've been tipping a few winners lately, so if we can keep it going, yeah, for sure.
No worries. Well, John, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, Jordan, I'll speak to you next week.
Will do. That was John Letts, my horse racing expert, on your Classic It's Breakfast.